Tiki just told me he's getting hungry. So fill our belly, Sean.
Sean Moraes in the booth. Somebody hide the queso. Hot ticks flying, phones ringing, Evan's yelling.
No!
Tiki's laughing, chaos cracking. Nobody's in control. It's Cinco de Roncho. Bam! Crunch! Let's go!
Cinco de Roncho is brought to you by Felix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. I like to be ahead of things. So I am anticipating that at some point when he climbs out of whatever hole he decides to go into around late February, Aaron Rodgers is going to... Maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't even tell us he's retired. We still don't know who he married. So he could have played the last game of his career.
That is so true. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah. Wore the wedding ring all year. Who knows?
We don't know who his wife is.
Like, would it shock anybody if he just stops playing football? We never heard he retired.
I almost think that's the likeliest scenario. Yeah, we just never hear from him again.
It's
at least for a while.
So I'm going to give you, in what I think was the last game ever, Aaron Rodgers' five greatest career accomplishments. Oh, hold on.
This is totally going to be douchey.
Here we go!
Number five.
No question in my mind.
How about Aaron Rodgers quarterbacked only one of six regular season teams in the 16-game era to finish 15-1? What a year that was for him. Obviously, it didn't end the way he hoped. A little divisional round stumble versus the Giants. But 15-1 that year, just an incredible season for Aaron Rodgers.
And all I could think about is the fact that they went 15-1 and didn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a year like that, losing the Super Bowl, losing a championship game. He lost in the divisional round to the New York Giants. So far, I'm going to be pretty accurate. This is a complete troll job. The first one is pro-Giants. No, keep going.
Number four.
How about Aaron has the lowest career interception percentage of any QB to throw at least 1,500 passes? When you think about it in this perspective, he has 213 less interceptions in his career than Brett Favre.
That is incredible.
Wow.
It's why when you look at this...
Favre retired with every record, including the bad ones.
Well, yeah. Because no one threw a bigger, worse interception than Brett Favre. I mean, he was the king of it.
Well, he had two, didn't he?
To what?
Two very public, massive interceptions in championship games.
Corey Webster, obviously, with the Giants, and the Vikings.
Saints.
I'm going to hit you game. What do they call that thing again?
The Bounty Gate.
The Bounty Gate. I always forget the name Bounty. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Last night, for the record, I thought when Aaron Rodgers threw that pick six to end it, that him and Favre would both end with playoff interceptions. I forgot that Brett Favre played the next year in Minnesota. Did you remember that?
Yes. He came back the next season, yeah.
Totally. I don't remember that at all.
I have no memory of that year for him.
Well, I thought that was his last year, like his last two seasons, his last career games. His last stops ended with interceptions.
No, because what happened is after a year like that, a great regular season, losing in the title game, Brett came back and eventually got hurt. That's how his streak ended. Oh. I think he got concussed. And so, like we all kind of figured with Brett, he wasn't going to decide to end his career. Someone was going to decide it for him. And unfortunately, in that following year, 2010, that's when it happened. I don't remember much about the season, but I do remember he came back, he played, he got hurt. Goodbye.
Okay.
Number three.
Number three is simply this. The man won four NFL MVPs. I mean, four is an incredible number.
That
so that's number
true.
Three on the accomplishment.
He is statistically, you talk about the interception percentage, you talk about the fact that he never threw interceptions, the touchdown passes, the MVPs. Statistically, he is up there with the best of the best.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Number two is he won a Super Bowl, but not only that, he won a Super Bowl with Mike McCarthy as his head coach. And Aaron Rodgers might have single-handedly inflated this coaching search for Mike McCarthy, because it's the one thing we lean back on. He won a Super Bowl.
That's so unfair.
Mm. My list.
I mean, it's just unfair.
Why is that unfair?
Because he's acting like Mike McCarthy is a tub of goo. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was also a 27-year-old, only 3 years of experience quarterback at the time. How about we give Mike McCarthy a lot of credit for helping Aaron Rodgers get his one Super Bowl? Because if he doesn't win that Super Bowl, he's the modern-day Dan Marino, and that's not a compliment.
Or you just say they were a good team together.
Yeah.
Correct.
They didn't win the division that year.
Yeah, they were the sixth seed, believe it or not. They won all their games on the road, including the NFC title game in Chicago. And what I remember about
at Philly, at Atlanta, at Chicago.
I know about the Chicago game as the NFC title game. They were favored in those games. Like, they finished the season in a way in which you knew what was going on.
Right.
Like, despite the fact that they were the sixth seed, like, they were expected to break through and get there.
Wait, so who won the division?
Chicago. They won the NFC Championship game in Chicago, and Chicago was either the one or the two seed that year. Memory serves correct.
With no quarterback, but what an accomplishment by Mike McCarthy. All right, here we go.
Number one.
And the number one greatest career accomplishment for Aaron Rodgers has to be making people say the word Super Bowl and Jets in the same sentence for an entire summer. I mean, imagine how great you got to be for that to have happened.
Oh, that's a great one.
And that's Cinco de Five. Oh, I'm sorry. What is we doing?
Lunch show.
Cinco de lunch.
Was I right, though, that entire list was either a troll at Rodgers or we cap it all off with a troll at the Jets? That's exactly what it was.
He's not wrong, though.
No, he is right. The only time in my lifetime. I shouldn't say
that's
that.
That's true, because 15, right?
What do you mean 2015?
I mean.
No, I never thought they were going to win a Super Bowl in 2015, but they were good. They won 10 games and lost week 17 in Buffalo. But no, I think the two other times I thought legitimately about the Jets winning a Super Bowl was the early days of the Rex era, when they're in the title game in back-to-back years.
Right.
And then obviously Vinny in 98, and then even the start of the 99 season. But that side of that. You go into seasons hoping for the best. You don't go into seasons thinking about a Super Bowl.
You're right, and you've said it before. But if you really think about it now, we are still in the midst of this drought, the longest in professional sports. And for a minor couple months, everybody thought the Jets had a chance to win a Super Bowl.
You're right. In that context, you're right. Nobody would say the Jets were going to make a Super Bowl. And all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers was here, and everybody thought the Jets were winning the Super Bowl.
Well, I think it was a combination. First of all, I can only speak for myself. I never thought the Jets were winning a Super Bowl. What I thought was
Well,
he should think that. I think any professional athlete should think that. But I think most Jet fans just hoped we were going to be competitive, get to a title game, go on a playoff run. I'm not sure many Jet fans thought they were going to win a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
With all you gave / paid for Aaron Rodgers, wasn't that the point?
Well, I think that's always the goal, but if you're asking me, did I think they were winning a Super Bowl, I never thought that. And I don't think a lot of Jet fans thought that. I think that's something that you guys claim we said.
No. You're mishearing what Sean said. Nobody said it, from our standpoint. Aaron Rodgers said it.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers made it the talking point.
As he should.
Don't say no fans. Fans said it after Aaron Rodgers.
No, but I will never hold
it. Don't put this on the Giant fan, Evan. This was completely on Aaron Rodgers and the Giant sycophants that said, yeah, you're right, Aaron. We need another trophy next to that one from 80 years
but
ago.
But an athlete talking about his goal of winning a championship, I'll never have an issue with that. Like, you should have that goal, even if it's far-fetched.
You're missing the point, Evan.
But don't say that fans.
Maybe I am missing the point.
Evan, you were the outlier, not the majority.
The outlier in what regard? That I didn't think they'd win a Super Bowl?
Dude, we all have to sit here for months as non-Jet fans and listen to how many calls to the station, how many people going, we're finally going to do it. You're burying your head in the sand if you don't think that happened.
Hey, if that's really what happened, I'll give you a homework assignment. I'll give you a week to uncover it. I want you to pull all the phone calls from the archives of WFAN that show Jet fans saying we're going to win the Super Bowl.
You know what?
When you present that, I'll say I'm sorry.
If I have time to do that, I will. But this is just so typical of you. Prove the audio to prove it. We lived it, and you're forgetting it. That pisses me off.
We lived an era in which the expectations were raised. But the idea that, like, it was different with the Nets. I think, yes, the 12 Net fans out there legitimately thought, well, KD and Kyrie are here. They're going to win a title. And they were title favorites. The Jets were never title favorites. Mm-hmm. We hoped they'd be good. We thought they had a chance. But no, I don't think there was an overwhelming arrogance that the Jets were winning a Super Bowl. And citing Aaron Rodgers' confidence and the lines that he gave us to make us happy, I don't think it's fair.